Hello and welcome back to My Mom's Basement Presents Game of Stools Presents House of the Dragon Recaps. It's going to be our final House of the Dragon Recap for Season 1. And it is a shame because this show has been so much fun to recap, dress up for, and all that jazz. But guys, how are we?
That was fucked up, man. I could talk about five different parts of the episode. There was a lot of fucked up shit. I could talk about a goddamn watching a unborn child be born. I don't know how that all works. I could talk about a child getting eaten by a dragon. And yeah, basically everything in between.
What was more fucked up, the beginning or the end? Which one hit you harder?
The beginning.
The beginning, I
had to stop watching. My wife was like narrating it to me, and she's like, "All right, it's done now." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, honey."
I don't like pulling the gizzard out on Thanksgiving. That was fucking a bit much.
I dare say gratuitous. I don't know if we needed it. HBO usually, I don't know. When the fifth time they put the camera back on the dead baby. You know, like I was like, all right, okay, wow, they really showed it. Like they showed her fucking yoinking that thing out like she was trying to like open the pickle jar, and that was good enough. And then they showed it again and again, and then she was putting the paper towels on it. It was like, Jesus Christ, forget it.
HBO, watching the head right come now. Out, hit the ground, all of that. Oh my God. The shot of just the leg unmoving, like that
was
powerful.
That was actually
haunting.
The most fucked up part. Yeah. Because I actually for a second I was like, Maybe you know, we're gonna all of a sudden cry and it's okay. And then you just saw like the little baby foot. It was like, holy shit, we're really doing dead babies, huh? It's like the last thing to check off the box. We've done incest, we've done bestiality, we've done this, we've done that. Now just do a little dead baby.
HBO, you cannot show that in a previously on either. Like, you can't just throw the dead baby back because like that's in their repertoire now. Like, remember the dead baby? Oh, you don't. Boom! In your face. Don't need that anymore.
Whenever they would show
the you know, watching RIP to my dog Arax just getting fucking thrashed apart was not exactly the most easy thing to watch either. So, no, really just bookending it with some fucked up stuff.
A new Vagar.
Were you guys happy with
problem.
The finale,
was,
though?
Yes. Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was expecting more of a battle scene at some point because people kept saying the Battle of Storm's End. I don't know if this was that or not, but when everyone was saying that, I was like, all right, we're going to get some actual dragons fighting, not the fucking tiny one versus the 40 times size one.
Yeah, that was that
you
was
can get bullshit. Me riled up for anything if you just tell me it's awesome enough. That is true to Storm's End because I had 1,000 people that had read the book tell me all week, hey, Storm's End is awesome. Wait till we get to Storm's End. Oh my God, the finale is going to be Storm's End. I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about the whole time. But as soon as they said Storm's End in this episode, I was like, oh my God, here we go. Here we go. We're going to Storm's End. The rain, all of it. I love it. We should get into it, though. There's a lot to get into. We see a map of the realm to kick things off. Really cool map of the realm that gets even cooler later on when they light all the candles underneath it. It was like medieval fucking LED lights. That thing was awesome.
Yeah. So
and Luke is just like, go ahead.
Is that supposed to be the same table that later Stannis has when he's at Dragonstone? And did he just not know how to turn it on?
I think, he didn't flip the switch.
Yeah, he didn't know it was underneath there.
Dude, that thing is awesome, and I know they're going to make some sort of replicas that you can buy. I hope they do, and I'll fucking buy it. I want that to be, like, my desk, and I'll just have...
That's
like,
going to be in man caves everywhere.
Yeah.
See, I have the Westeros map right there. My buddy Paladino's sister has them. I'm going to put the link up on Twitter for anyone who wants it. Awesome map of Westeros. But, yeah, a full-blown fucking table. We got to get that for, like... The HQ at the very least. Throw in the KFC Radio Studio. You guys have enough stuff in there.
Season two of Game of Stools will all be around the table.
Yeah, we'll have like a layout of Barstool HQ, and you put a fucking fire in there. Like Hard Mic Take lights off, and KFC Radio pops up, and My Mom's Basement, and everything will be all lit up.
I love that. The big three: Pardon My Take, KFC Radio, My Mom's Basement.
That's goddamn
people,
right.
When people think Barstool, they think that.
Goddamn right.
Luke doesn't want to give up. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, do we think that that's the same? It's the same map all those years later and they've updated it? Or do we think that they like changed it out over the years? Because I feel like a lot of shit changes, but I mean, a lot of the shit on there is obviously the same, you know, hundreds of years later. What do we think?
I think it's the same.
Yeah, I think it is because ever since they've been at Dragonstone, I've been waiting for them to show that map and they finally brought it in. It's like, because they reference it in Game of Thrones where that's what the Targaryens would like work on and like plan shit out on. So
I'll tell you what I think.
I was waiting for
it. Your goddamn blonde bangs are just so fucking ridiculous. That's what I think. You just look, you look like King Hippo from fucking Punch Out. I don't think you
know. Almost like Simple Jack, if we're being honest.
Simple Jack and King Hippo had a baby, and that's God damn it.
I learned a hard lesson this week for my costume. I threw out my sea snake dreads. I was like, I'm not gonna need these anymore. And then homeboy came back fucking strong, came back with a vengeance, oh, yeah, being like, we run that now. And I was like, fuck, I need my dreadlock fucking I need my dreadlock wig. Where's it at? Never throw, yeah, never
reorder on Amazon, body,
man. Never.
Yeah. We start with Luke. He doesn't want to be Lord of the Tides. He's like, oh my god, what if Corlys dies? Rhaenyra gives him a good pep talk though. And then Rhaenys comes in and requests an audience with Rhaenyra and Daemon. I love the way they say that. I request an audience with so-and-so and so-and-so. She informs them that Viserys is dead. Aegon has been made the king. And Daemon thinks that Viserys was slayed right away. He's skeptical of the death. Who saw the death? Who was there for it? Rhaenys says, listen, I saw everything. It wasn't my war to start. I wasn't going to be in on that. I'm going to go off to my own fucking island when we're done with this. And as soon as she tells Rhaenyra all this stressful information, that's when the baby starts coming. And immediately I was like, it doesn't look like she's fully 9 months pregnant. So is this going to be a bad scene? It was a bad scene. It was the worst scene. It was maybe the worst scene in this season. Was it worse than the original birthing scene in the pilot?
No, I think you could call this the worst scene of the series. You could call, if you wanted, yeah, to call this the worst scene in TV history, I think I'd be on board with you. I mean, this was like just gruesome shot after gruesome shot of a woman in agony pulling a dead baby out of her graphically. I mean,
how about the cries before it too, when they're planning, yeah, the meeting? Damon immediately goes to work with his boys, right? Yeah.
Dude, that was crazy.
By the way, throughout the castle.
To tie it to like last episode, the dragon scene during the coronation last week, I thought was, you know, pretty badass. Kind of left me confused as to why she didn't just light him up. Mm-hmm. Then later that week, I find out that that was not written by George R. R. Martin. That's not in the books. And that was just done by the show, you know, the HBO showrunners, which then really left like a sour taste in my mouth. Cause I was like, well, now the confusion is just proven to be like fan service. You know, like if George R. R. Martin does some shit that leaves me confused, I'm like, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, usually he knows what he's doing here. So I thought it was kind of strange that she wouldn't just Dracarys those motherfuckers and be done a Game of Thrones. Then you find out that it's just a couple of Jamoke, you know, TV writers who decided to do that. And I started to get a little nervous because I was like, this really didn't make much sense to me. And now it feels even worse. And this whole, like, this war is not mine thing, like, it's gonna fucking be, bitch. So I just don't. Like, you're either not involved at all and you don't fucking throw a dragon head through the middle of the coronation and kill a bunch of civilians and you know, pretty much declare what side you're on if you're not involved in the war, you know? So that whole thing did
especially
because really...
later on, Corlys says, like, hey, let's not get involved in this war. Let's go be grandparents. Yeah. And she's like, but we have to think about the children.
It's That's like, what I'm saying. Like,
you could have prevented it.
She's absolutely right. As long as her kids are out there, like Aegon and them are going to come to try to kill him. So she's going to do whatever she needs to do to protect her kids. Well, that probably should have just been poof, end this thing before it starts. So no matter how you cut it, that's going to be one of those HBO Game of Thrones plot holes that I just don't think we can avoid. But like, at least when she comes back, she kind of, you know, pleads the case of like if she came in and she was all gung ho, let's go do it, then it really wouldn't make sense. Yeah, but at least she did address it and say, hey, that's, you know, that I'm not gonna throw the first punch or whatever. But it's like, okay, you're gonna have to fight throw the second punch, so what the fuck. But but that was it at least addressed it for me, and I was able to, like, all right, I'll just suspend disbelief and we'll keep it moving here.
I feel like Rhaenys sees a lot of herself in Rhaenyra. That's why she likes her so much. Like, those, they like do like pause on those looks that she gives her, right? Oh, and yeah. I feel like she's like, that's the way I would have handled it, or I like the way you're doing that.
Well,
and I do think Rhaenyra would have done, like, that's all Rhaenyra's been doing this whole time, is she's just been pushing this to future Rhaenyra's problems, and then her fucking kid got eaten by the biggest dragon I've ever seen, and now we have a fucking war in our hands. So it is kind of like, I do think that they, that's two of their fatal flaws, and the fucking Otto Hightower is the only dude's like, oh, you guys don't want the throne? I'm just going to take it and give it to my fucking grandson. And that's kind of how you win these things, it seems, is the people who want it, whether it's Cersei or him or anyone else.
I feel like Queen Rhaenyra and Corlys were like kind of waiting to see how what the princess was going to do. Like, you know, should we back this chick? And like, let's see how she handles this. And that's all well and good. But not like on the verge of fucking war. You know what I mean? It was like, it was almost like a test. It was like, we're gonna wait and see how you handle this, like a parent to their son or a kid, to be like, let them walk on their own and see how they handle it. And it's like, well, we're gonna have to make a decision here. And like, now's not the time for that bullshit. So if you were gonna ride with them, like, let's go, man. No more time for this shit.
Can I say this much about Rhaenys, though? I mean, like you said, she should have just Dracarys the fuck out of them. She was wearing the fucking, it was like the alternates, like the road alternate jersey.
Yeah, she was badass.
She's fucking sexy, man. I'm sorry. Dude, she is like some real Martha Stewart vibes about her. Like,
that's what I tweeted. I tweeted that last week.
You did. And I was so happy you did it, because I've been saying that for weeks, but I've never tweeted anything. And I'm like, and you tweet, I go, yes, that's exactly who it is. And she kind of looks like her if you look at her from the right angle. Yeah, and when Martha Stewart had that thirst trap that was going around on Twitter, damn, Martha. And you know Martha's giving you a good meal in the morning, too. You know she's giving you a good meal in the morning. Oh, I love her. I love them. I love them both.
Keep your dragon
with a bonk in the chat right now.
Find out what bonk is in Valyrian.
Yeah. Jason and Luke are sparring on the beach. They are called up to go see their mother, and she catches him up on what's going on, tells Jace he is now the heir to whatever she has left. And she at this point doesn't send him out yet, right? Doesn't send him out on the dragons yet, but it's just like, hey, go tell everyone, don't fucking do anything while I'm in bed. And he does go down and tell Daemon that right away. Daemon isn't really having it. He's like, okay, you come out here outside with me. Let your uncle fucking Daemon show you. How you deal with the Kingsguard. You know, and he brings the Kingsguard guys out there. He's like, you pledge to the queen or you die. Like, those are your two options. I'll give you a nice death, a quick death, or you could pledge to the queen. It was a great scene. I loved the scene.
The crazy uncle is so true. Like, Uncle Tom took me out back and like gave me some moonshine and a cigar. I don't know what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, that was as crazy uncle as it gets. I don't think in the history of Game of Thrones, all of like out of all the sniveling little fucks, I guess Lord of Arryn or whatever, who used to suck on his mom's tits.
Yep.
He's kind of like the number one least intimidating guy in all Game of Thrones.
He froze, but he was going to say Luke for sure, right?
Those guys look like they belong on Modern Family. They're like, you know what I mean? They're like the kids on TV. And then I thought my guy was going to have a moment towards the end there, and then he got obliterated. So no, that didn't happen.
Yeah, he just poked the bear, the biggest bear that's ever existed that breathes fire.
I'm happy you said that, Kev, because I wrote in the notes at some point, I was like, I feel like Luke and Jace kind of suck, but they're not like if they invited you over the house for Nintendo 64 and you have a sleepover and they're fucking dragons, so it'd be awesome. But for war, I'm like, these guys are fucking,
he's actually
strong,
my
kind of
guy. When he was talking to his mom, he was like, dude, I don't want any of this. I can't even get on a boat. I'm gonna get seasick. Like, I would be the same way. I'd be like, listen, bloodlines and thrones, like, God bless. But I like to fucking play Nintendo 64. I'm not cut out for this shit. So self awareness is key.
Luke Couch, what's their? Are they Targaryens? Luke Couch Targaryen is his name. Like Kevin Couch Clancy. Like that guy just wants to go inside.
On the, you sit on the Iron Throne. I will sit on the microfiber couch. How about that?
So the birthing scene happens here. We've talked enough about it. They have a funeral for the baby, and Eric, one of the two.
I looked it up. Eric with
Eric.
The
thank
he
you.
Is not
appreciate
evil.
You guys.
That's
he is not evil, which is interesting. Eric comes down and presents her the crown of King Viserys, her father. Awesome gift. I said immediately, that's got to shoot him right up the rankings of Kingsguard members. Like, oh, you're the fucking guy now. You bring me the crown. And just an amazing, like, chills-worthy scene when Damon puts the crown on her head and everyone kneels to her in the crowd. Although Rhaenys did not. That was, like, interesting, right?
Yeah, notice that.
Yeah. I know that's
I thought they were just slow playing it. They were going to cut back, but no.
I'm guessing that's still when she's undecided where she still wants to talk to Corlys first. But I don't know. Between that and then, like, later when we tell Corlys, Damon killed your brother, I have a feeling that's a little soft. That's going to – they're going to get at each other's throats at some point.
By the way, it's a team black. Kind of funny. Do you think I guess the crown is just like one size fits all, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, you know, they put it on her head and it, like, falls, like, down her neck, like her head's too tiny for it, you know? Things just huge on her. You have some 8 3/8 monster head of a king, and he's got to pass this crown on to a little boy.
Wonder if this is the second one. Like, this is the one that Viserys, when his head just got super small. This is,
or maybe there's a maester who, like, opens up the closet. He's like small, medium, large. Like, okay, you got, like, a young girl queen. Here you go. Let's put this one on.
Well, they definitely have that because they gave Aegon, like, the dope one from Aegon the Conqueror. They're just like, oh, we just have this around if you guys want to wear this. I'd rock that all day. That thing's badass.
They can't be in the same room.
Like bowling balls. Yeah, like when you go to a bowling ball
place. Yeah, there you go.
They have the different sizes. Yeah. They put tape on the inside of the crown just to make it, you know, squeeze a little bit tighter on her head. Also, she rides a dragon with it on later. And I was like, she better be fucking careful. Like,
dude, the dragon riding on the whole time? Is that magic or is that just television? Like, we're not supposed to care. Like, they can just fucking hold on and that's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was doing the same thing. I was like, he's who is it, Luke or whatever? I'm like, he's way too high. I wouldn't be able to breathe. I'm like, oh, he's on a fucking dragon. You don't worry about if he can, like, breathe in the atmosphere because he's too high in the war. Yeah, I'm with you, Kev, on that. Also, I think last season, KFC and I in our Mets podcast, Kevin gave up extra inning games, and I gave up watching West Coast games. I'm like, we're done with it. He would cover for me. I'd cover for him. I am done with childbirth in this show. So for now on, you guys will tell me what happens. I'm calling dibs on no more childbirth because I know they're going to fucking show some more shit. And they've already, like, crossed the line. Now I don't know they might start eating the fucking things for all. You know? Like, I don't know what George Marmar has up his sleeve next. So all birth, dragon childbirth, human childbirth, animal childbirth, I am out.
Allison giving birth was the most successful birth of the season, and they just, like, held her down and, like, ripped it out of her, didn't they? And then we had a woman who just fucking set herself on fire, and then we had a dead baby. So, enough, HBO.
Done.
Enough. Team Black looks to Queen Rhaenyra, and I do say queen with a capital Q because she is my queen, for guidance. And they light up the table. It's awesome. There's talk of Baratheons. There's talk of Starks, Lannisters, Tully. They even mentioned Lord Grover, which made me giggle, picturing Grover from Sesame Street in medieval armor. And Lord Corlys.
That's who it's named after, actually. There's an Elmo, too. There's an Elmo. Yeah, there's an Elmo and a Grover. That was just George R. R. Martin being like, I'm just going to fuck around today. Yeah. This went around. There's an Elmo. On Twitter.
There's for real an Elmo.
I'm pretty sure it's an Elmo, yeah.
George was watching his grandkids that day when he wrote those pages of the books. He's like,
He hits a Dracarys and he goes, that's St. Elmo's fire, bitches.
Elmo told him. There's a fucking Kermit, too. George is just fucking around now. It's all the Grover Kermit. Fan.
I would love a transition where, like, just once a season we get a Muppet.
It's Elmo. Grover's son is Elmo. And then I don't know when Kermit comes.
Get out of here.
Fucking.
Trying to hide it.
No. That's awesome.
They talk about the sides, though, in this scene. They talk about Team Black, Team Green, who has the most dragons, who has the most, firepower in terms of their firepower. And I believe the count is 13 to 4 in dragons, and there's, like, 6 unclaimed dragons. They also mention the names. I thought Moondancer is, like, the coolest dragon name of all time.
I was confused by that, though, because it sounded like he was kind of counting, like, draft picks. He had, like, some unhatched eggs and some unclaimed dragons. Yeah. So there's just dragons that are just chilling. Like, they just fly around and nobody rides them at all. And they just do dragon things all day.
So Sea Smoke was the brother who fake died. I already forget his name.
Laris.
Oh, right. Lanor. Okay. So that, so,
Lanor?
Lanor,
yeah. And so Lanor's dragon is up for grabs. No one's claimed it yet. There's also two others that they mentioned, maybe three. But Sea Smoke was the one that, like, we've seen before. It's fought in war. Like, they,
right.
It's,
oh, because
people are going to be rushing to that one.
Damon's wife was a rider, right? So that's one dragon. The gay guy's another dragon. So, all right. So I thought they were just like from birth, like didn't nobody, they're just riding around doing dragon stuff with their friends. Just like fucking, yeah. what we just like burn shit, hanging
doing
out.
Doing hood rat shit with our friends.
Like, yeah. There needs to be, that would be my dragon name. Would be, what's his name? Shit, I'm blanking.
Hood rat shit with my friends?
Yeah.
Terrio? Was that Terrio? No.
Terrio, yeah. My dragon would be Terrio.
Yeah,
my Terrio, the like fire flame Terrio or some shit. But so like, if you have all these dragons, but they're not like yours, then you know, can you really count them in your war?
Because they did get a dragon stolen already.
I was gonna say, you're, well, first of all,
I patched stole one a fucking dragon.
Well, one dragon. You know, I don't want to speak ill of the dead. You kind of suck as a dragon, dude. First of all, you were the size of like a bald horse. Eagle. Yeah, like you're not even that big. Like I know that Vhagar is like the biggest, but also like when you just think about how big he looked compared to Luke, he just wasn't that big of a dragon. So you know,
Vermithor, yeah. Cannibal, Sea Smoke, Moon Dancer.
Good names. I think
those are all the unclaimed dragons.
I'd probably roll with Cannibal. Yeah,
Letarian is Letarian Milton was the hood rat shit with my friends. Letarian is a fucking Milton, dragon name.
Yeah. I was mixing up Terrio. Yeah, Letarian actually sounds like Valerian.
Yeah,
cannibal is a cannibalistic dragon. So right. The Letarian High Council just said the cannibal is a cannibalistic dragon. So oh, named yeah. well,
no
but,
duh.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
we get an awesome scene in this moment too, where Otto goes and meets with Damon on the same place that we saw a meeting early on in the season on that little wall and. Rhaenyra flies in on her dragon. He's like, I'm only giving this message to Rhaenyra. Where is she? She flies in like a badass with the crown on. And Otto offers some terms. He's like, we'll give you ownership of this and this, and your sons will have this, and they get to have cups and shields, blah, 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 if you acknowledge Aegon as the king. And I think Daemon goes, I would rather fucking feed my sons to their dragons than do anything for that cunt of a king. I was like, oh, he called the king a cunt. That was pretty sick. And then Rhaenyra grabs the hand of the kingpin and launches it. Just launches it. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was
big
great.
Team Black, like bully vibes. Like, you're not going to fucking push us down. We're getting right back up. We're throwing your hand of the pin thing over. Otto then gives Rhaenyra a note from Allison. It was a page of that book they loved or whatever. He's like, don't forget, you used to love each other. Everyone draws their swords. Dragon starts to freak out. Rhaenyra says King's Landing will have an answer tomorrow, on the morrow, as she says.
Throwing an old Dr. Seuss, like, page at someone? What the fuck was that? Like, get the fuck out. Green Egg? Yeah, he eats Green Egg's ham. I don't give a fuck. We're talking war right now. We're talking kids. We're talking succession. You took my throne. Fuck, it's like the 50 Cent shit. Read a book, motherfucker. I was so angry at that. And did you guys catch that thing where they said Green Dragon? They're sailing in with Green Dragons. Yeah. They already fucking changed the uniform up on us. They fucking moved the team out, and they changed the goddamn colors. Fuck
and
that.
It's only been like 2 or 3 days, so they had that made. They were like, all right, once he's dead, put up all the green shit.
Yeah, that's like I was going to make a very dated Simpsons reference here about the Springfield isotopes. I'm just going to let that one stay. Everyone who knows, you guys know. But it would be like if you just like went into a room, right, and then it said like the New York Mets was like the Albuquerque Mets. Like, holy shit, they're moving the Mets to Albuquerque. That's exactly what they did. They planned this shit from the fucking jump. And I have to – I hate to do this, Bob. I do this all the time with villains in my mom's basement. I got to give a little bit of the tip of the cap. Like, they were prepared for this shit. They had a plan in action.
Oh, from Jump Street, Rhaenyra,
yeah. Meanwhile, Rhaenyra and Daemon are still like kind of like don't know if they even want to fight the war. The other people are bringing the war to their fucking doorstep. I have to give them a little respect for like having a uniform fucking like plan and literally fucking banners ready to fly from day one. Bravo, you cocksucking cunts.
Rhaenyra actually does consider the terms, because in her mind, she's like, hey, if I'm the queen, I should do everything in my power to keep the realm together, not tear the realm apart, not start a war. And Daemon immediately is like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're going to war. The war has started. Okay. We're going on. And she clears the room to fight with her husband. Yeah. No. As soon as she goes, can we have the room? He was just like, oh, I might have said the wrong thing in that moment. That's not great. She brings up the dream. He chokes her. This is a bad moment.
That was wild. Damon,
guys. That was tough.
He chokes her. Says,
Dick, I thought he I immediately was like, this ain't the place.
Way too long to be choking her. He choked her for like a minute straight. I thought she was going to die in his arms.
Yeah, that one was tough for Team Damon, guys.
Just when you think their relationship was in a good place, you know, everything was good. they send the dude off to Essos. They're married. They're having a kid. Everything's happy. Nope. Never mind. I'm a bloodthirsty freak and I'm choking you out.
Team Damon is like eating a bag of Sour Patch Kids. You get that one Sour Patch. You're like, whoa. And that, like, he'll hit you with those. You never know when they're going to come. But, you know, he's sweet but sour. He's both of them for sure. God damn it.
This is Ronnie and Sammy Sweetheart all over again. That's what it is. The Sea Snake and Rhaenys reunite. He wakes up. He's home. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm home. I can't believe I'm with you. She catches him up on everything, including his brother's beheading. And his reaction to it was great, where she's like, you know, he fucking questioned the legitimacy of the sons in front of the king. And he was just like, oh, motherfucker. He's like, yeah, you know, that's a Valyrian thing, I guess. That's the best of us.
Yeah, that's where she goes.
And he wants to retire. He's like, let's go fucking be grandparents. Let's go to Florida, retire with the grandkids. And she's like, no. She's like, no, the kids are in danger. We gotta get in on this. So he arrives to speak with Rhaenyra, and it's like a pretty important scene where, you know, he comes down. He's got a cane. You could tell he's taking all of his strength to get there. And he pledges his entire house and fleet to Team Black. And it was a fist pump moment for us Team Black guys. When he's like saying all that stuff, you almost expect a butt. Like, is there a butt coming? All right, you like us, but you're not giving. And he just says, no, we pledge all our shit to you.
Also, just a great plan. Like, you're fucked. If they own the Narrow Sea, you're done, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Narrow Sea is completely in control, as is the Stepstones after the war. He's like, almost gave my life, but we actually got control of the Stepstones finally.
Hand up. I'm a big war guy. Like learning about wars, World War One, World War Two, that kind of shit. I got a little hard when he started talking about blockades. So you talk blockades, you have such a goddamn advantage on people with blockades.
I mean, King's Landing is cooked. Dude, it's cooked. Yeah, if you block it like that, and his wife, what's her name, Rhaena, going like, I'll go patrol that shit myself. Woo-hoo. You ain't getting through the Narrow Sea, man.
The best fucking the guy who's so good at fucking sailing the seven seas, he's now called the Sea Snake, and then a bitch on a dragon who doesn't give a fuck, who should have been the queen. Oh, we are looking good, boys. We're looking good.
They think that their son's dead, right? They're defending their grandkids. He's just cheated death. She is like living vicariously through the princess. That's a combo right there. Those two, they should run shit.
Yeah.
Let both of them run. They're old, experienced. They know what they're doing. They've seen it all. Let them run the realm.
And you want to talk about people that will like are loyal. They pretty much know that they killed it, that, you know, they're responsible for their son's death, which it was a quote unquote death in the show, but they really killed him in the books. And the fact they're still like, no, we're cool with you guys. It's amazing to me. I love them. I love the Valyrians. They're fucking awesome.
Also, I will say
if you're talking about pledging, if you're trying to get people on your side, I mean, I guess that she already has them, but what, couldn't she have been like, by the way, your son's not dead?
Right.
Right? Like, it was a fucking...
Or is that then like she's ratting on herself and then it's like...
Yeah, but I mean, I would rather... If I had people being like, you killed my son, I'm not going to ride for you, I'd be like, joke's on you. He's just... he's in P-Town. We're all good.
Yeah. He's at Fire Island over in Essos.
Yeah.
That was breaking case of emergency, that one. They're holding that one in the back pocket in case they're like, you know, we're going to the green side.
There were a few scenes in this episode in particular where I got Star Wars vibes, actually. This was one of them where it felt like the rebels are working against like a big empire right now. It feels like this is just a ragtag crew.
Definitely.
We're starting to get allies, and it's great, but we still need a lot. Like, we got dragons, cool. Still need a lot to fight against. And then later on, even, the shot of Vhagar coming in over Luke's dragon, it was like the fucking Star Destroyer chasing a blockade runner in the beginning of New Hope.
Yeah.
Great shot.
I was going to say, before Corlys even joins on, when they go through, like, how do we stand right now? They're like, we got 30 knights, we got 50 guys with bow and arrows, and we have 300. I'm like, we don't even have 1,000? That's not, we're fucking smoked. Yeah, I'm watching late episodes of Game of Thrones, and they're like, we got 2,000 wildlings. And they're like, everyone's going to die.
That's where I like that guy speaking up, being like, we're wasting our time. Let's talk about dragons. It's like we're worrying about like how many fucking bullets you got, when it's like, let's launch the nukes, bro. Who cares?
They can – go ahead.
I just got to ask. I don't know if you guys know or the High Council knows in the chat. Like, with the dragons here, first of all, are wild dragons and the unclaimed dragons – so the unclaimed are the ones we know with the name Sea Smoke and Cannibal Guy and whatever the fuck their names are. And then there's just wild dragons who don't even have names, are just flying around, and they're all kind of up for grabs. Is that right?
I don't know about wild ones. I thought
– I don't know how many wild ones there are. I think they're just in the pit. Like, the ones – that's why they kind of considered them, like, theirs, because I think they're like, we got these dragons in the pit still.
Okay, and then the only people who could probably fly them is Targaryens, right? And
Valyrians.
Or Valyrians. So are you just going to keep fucking and hope you have more kids to drive? I mean, like, at this point, you need to have more dragon riders to ride the dragons at this point, right? Unless dragons die.
Earlier in the chat, the High Council was saying that you could have dragons that don't have riders that still participate in war. Because if you think about it, too, like, Daenerys had 3 dragons.
Yeah.
And she rode one, but like, she commanded the other two. So that might become a thing, like with Daemon, now that we're seeing he's trying to get Varimax, or the next, however long until the next season.
Varimax? That sounds like a vacuum.
Varathor? I don't know. Yeah, something. But we might be seeing some of that where like people are commanding a couple dragons here, like at the same time.
And where are we in terms of dragons, I guess, after this episode? It was 6-3, now it's 5-3. Is that right in terms of Black
Three? I think it's still 6-3 because it seems like Daemon got that one that's a bad motherfucker.
Oh, shit. True. Yeah. We lost the baby Daemon dragon. We got the big motherfucker. One,
That's losing an eye getting a dragon. That's fucking take that trade.
I don't know why I said 13-4 before. That was like – I think he said that at some point.
They did. He added them all up, and he did say 13-4. So
yeah.
I think it's like – you know, they have, it's like 6-3 of ones that they have control over.
Okay. They consider sending ravens to, you know, the Baratheons and the Starks, and they need support. They consider sending ravens, which I was immediately like, really? We're going to put our fucking whole war up to the chances of a raven getting there and delivering a note. But they're like, all right, no, we're going to send Jace and Luke instead. I think they are the ones that stand up and say we should do it. Jace has to fly to Winterfell for the Starks, and then Luke has to fly towards Storm's End for the Baratheons. Or is it the Baratheons or the...
Boros Baratheon.
Boros, yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Rhaenyra makes her son swear that they are messengers only. They are not there to fight. They're not traveling to fight. They head out, and Daemon then goes down, sings with his little torch. He's like, here, dragon. Imprints on it. We see, you know, the eyes make the eye contact, and it's like, okay. This is not subtle. It's his dragon. Seduction achieved. I wrote. He went down to seduce a dragon. Seduction achieved. Lucerys arrives at Storm's End, and there's already a dragon there, and it's a big dragon. So you could assume whose dragon it is. You only see it in the shadows. It's lit up by lightning. Very, very cool aesthetically. Aemond is there when he walks in, and Boros pretty much laughs at him the second he walks in. He's like, I'm here to deliver a message from the queen. And he says, well, I already got a message from the king, and he's offering up my daughters in marriage and marriage packs and all this. What are you offering me? Can you marry one of my daughters? And he's like, sorry, I'm taken, sir, which is funny to hear a 14-year-old say. And
I'm marrying my cousin, dude. Can't do it.
Yeah. And he tells him, no, you could go back and tell your mother, I'm not interested. And then before he walks out, Amond, this motherfucker, you know he's going to say it, the S word. And he says the S word. He's like, large strong. And you're like, oh, fuck, he said large strong again. It's almost like in Back to the Future when he's like, don't call me a chicken.
Yeah.
Don't fucking say strong, you know?
Yeah.
And they start getting into it. He takes his eye patch off. And he's got a gross blue eye under there. You see that? A little blue eye. Oh. A little Crayola magic marker. It's hard to see. But he takes the eye patch off. His eye looks gross. It looks like he put a fucking blue rock inside his eyeball. And he says, I want one of your eyes as a Christmas present for my mom. I think that would be what she wants. So why don't you peel your own eye out? Lord Boros is like, get out of my living room. We're not doing this here. Go out, escort this guy to his dragon. Get the fuck out. I think he was regretting his decision. He almost, I think, looked at Luceris and was like, all right, tell your mom I'll fucking do it because these guys are crazy. He goes out to his dragon, and then we get kind of the finale of the episode where immediately you could tell, like, oh man, that the anxiety kicks in. And as soon as you don't see Vhagar in the background, you're like, oh fuck, this guy's coming after him. He does come after him, and you're like, is he just intimidating him? Is he really trying to fight him? And there was an interesting note where Luce walked up to his dragon and said, you have to listen to me. You have to listen very carefully. Like, you have to obey every command I give you. His dragon did not obey that command. It started getting intimidating, started getting freaked out. It blew some fire at Vhagar. And Vhagar bit through this guy like he was a fucking a Cheeto puff. It was the easiest bite of all time. And Aegon kind of looked down like, obviously, he didn't command his dragon to do that. And now he has to just live with that.
I thought that was the best part of that whole scene, was both of them being like, listen to me, you know, like, even like he was antagonizing, but I think at the end of the day, didn't want that to happen because he knows that that's big trouble now. So both of them being like, you listen to me, and both of them being like, no, we're the dragons. But that, like, that look from him, he finally changed that stupid face of his, that little like, smart thing he's been doing with his mouth the whole
Someone
time.
Someone called it blue steel. He's doing blue steel the entire time.
Yes, he is.
Like, oh, fuck. I just fucking ate a dragon and a prince. Fuck.
Yeah.
Because, like, also, that's not, you know, you can't be like, no, it was an accident. Like, you know what I mean? There's just two people out there, and one of them's fucking dead. So your story is, you know, I don't know who's going to believe that. So, but those shots of with the lightning crashing and the shadow differences and stuff, that was probably the coolest. I'm trying to think of the other, like, great dragon moments, but that was certainly up there.
Well, that's, I think that one of the reasons you have that awesome chase scene in the storm and then they go above the clouds. I have a feeling that's because the last time we saw two dragons face off, it was too dark. So they're like, you're going to see this shit. You're going to see it in sunlight. It's going to be fucking brutal and you're going to fucking love it.
It was so how did they find out, do you think? Because we see Daemon, obviously he goes and tells Rhaenyra what happens to end the episode. And she turns around and she shoots the camera this look like fucking, if you're a Hunger Games fan, it was like Katniss at the end of the second movie, where it's a, we're going to war look. Like, this is cross the line, we're going to war. I don't give a shit about protecting the realm or anything. How did they find out?
I feel like he doesn't come home after a day or so, and then they probably just have someone with a dragon, or they're probably have some ships out, some dragons, and then they just see, you know, cloak or dragon chomped to bits, and like, there's only one thing in the world that could do this, and it's probably one of the dickheads on the other side who did it to him. So I'm guessing is that was, because we were wondering the same thing in my house. I would imagine that's how it is.
It's
crazy, like one bite and it chopped the dragon up into three parts, like the tail, the head, and the lower body. It was like, oh my god.
I think this will make the Baratheons flip sides, because the whole thing about like accepting a guest into your home and giving that, like, that's a very big thing in the Game of Thrones world, where, I mean, you see, like, that's how they say Walder Frey is cursed and shit like that, and they always talk about it. So I could see this being someone where he's like, out of honor, fuck you guys. Like, he was here as a messenger and you slaughtered him. No matter whether or not Aemon wanted to do it or not. I think that might have just gotten us the Baratheons, which, again, kind of fucking worth it.
And it's definitely going to make the older brother a bit more of a badass, right?
I hope. Yeah, I hope so. Jace.
Jace, yeah. That's who I'm talking about.
I thought you were talking about
my
Aegon,
brother's dead, so. No,
Aegon's already a motherfucker. We don't need that guy. We need Jace. Like, you know what they need? I swear to God, haircuts. They don't have badass hair. They have like One Direction hair. They gotta get rid of that floppy shit. So floppy hair guy's already obviously curtains. So he got eaten by a dragon. His brother needs to like shave his head or put some fucking, you know, something. We need a little something here. You guys need to switch up your style.
I was telling my wife with Aemon, we thought he was gonna be a problem before all this shit went down, right? With the sword skills and the fucking thing. Having a fucking gem in your eye and then
sapphire. Listen, I'll be honest, that's the coolest. If I had one eye today in the regular world, I'd put a sapphire in my head too.
Yeah.
I saw a guy on TikTok, he put a flashlight in his. I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah. Like he just like taps his head and then a flashlight turns on and he just walks.
Very cool. He's got headlights.
The coolest looking shit I've ever seen.
Can you imagine?
Unsafe.
If fucking Viserys took off that weird fucking gold mask, he had a fucking diamond in it. Like, I'm the king, bitches. Like, listen to your grandfather. This is the kind of shit you could have if you just listen to me. You could be the king of this whole shit. It would have been awesome. But Aemon, this is probably going to be good for Aemon. Like, I imagine your first dragon kill is your hardest dragon kill. He just killed his cousin, and he got some revenge on him. Let's be honest. He got revenge on him. He tipped the cap for that, too. I'm kind of happy for him in a sick fucking twisted way. I'm telling you, Aemon he's awesome, man. I fucking love Aemon.
Dude, Clem, what?
He's a good villain, Kevin. Villains make the fucking world go round.
You like Aemon that much? Yeah. This guy jerking off out a window?
Clap. No, that's Aegon.
No, that's Aegon.
Sorry, that's Aegon. I'm messing up all my A's.
I'm telling you, Aemon is going to be when Aegon needs shit handed, he's sending Aemon out to get shit done. That guy fucking handles it.
Clem, I'm on your side with this one. I like Aemon a lot. Basically, this is going to bite us both in the ass.
The G to the end. They're the same dude, right?
Yeah, it's the exact same guy.
I kind of have to ride for him a little bit. I'm dressed up as the fucking guy.
Yeah,
you know, that, exactly. I put magic marker all over my face to do this.
Put it this way.
It's a shame.
If you were to just scramble everybody up and Daemon was like captain and we're drafting teams, like you would draft him like first overall. You ain't taking Jake or Luke at all. You're taking him. So he obviously is he's a fucking asshole, but he's the one who like has the brains and the ability.
Kill count, definitely. Like if we're drafting kill count for season two, I figure he's going to be one of the highest guys up there. Absolutely. If not the highest when it's all said.
Triple digits.
He'll be the highest, I bet. I bet he'll be number one. I bet they'll do season two to show him he's even more savage than Daemon or anyone.
The lost thing in all this too with Aemon and Aegon, I guess you kind of give the girl a pass. She seems a little touched in the head and she sees the future. Allison and Viserys kind of suck as parents because their kids all turned out pretty fucking shitty, right? Yeah, and they were pampered their whole, and like Rhaenyra turned out awesome. So it's kind of weird how Viserys was able to, I think I've been saying his name, Viserys, whatever the fuck, the dead king. He did a good job with his first daughter with the other wife, but Allison as a mom, I guess that's the difference. Allison versus other wife who died in childbirth. It's a fucking blowout in terms of who's the better mom between those two.
The dead mom?
Who's the MVP of the season?
The dead mom's awesome. I like
Emma. Emma with an A at the front.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have an MVP of the season? I was thinking about it. Boys, I got to be honest. It might be the fucking king.
It might be.
I thought he was a pussy for a long time. But when we look back at this season, what a fucking performance that dude gave.
I mean, he made it like seven episodes later than I thought he was gonna. Did you see what's his name? Patty something?
The actor.
He said that George R. R. Martin shot him a text and was like, You did like my guy justice, which is like gotta be the greatest fucking feeling in the world. Cause I think of him from other roles and he was kind of like not the right fit for me in the beginning. And by the end, I like fully that the scene where he like rolls his ass out of bed and walks to his throne was it for me. So yeah, he's high up there on the list. You know what though? If you're really like the person who kind of like made the most waves and all this shit, it's probably that bitch Allison.
Yeah.
Like without her being a fucking bitch, Like, none of this happens. You know what I mean? Like,
without her dad, too. Otto was.
I was going to say Otto. Yeah, Otto so more than
the Hightowers in general, like that tag team. Because
I have a comp. Otto's Belichick and she's Brady, and it's like, yeah, which one is the one for the success? Like, they kind of did it together. Yes.
Right. I mean, that's a good comparison. And also, like, best, you know, number one overall pick MVP, I think, is Damon. But he's kind of like, that's just because he's cool and a badass, and we know he's going to run shit eventually. But for right now, this season, he's always kind of just like laying in the cut, you know?
I still think he has the – he probably does have the least lines in this show. I'm curious if some of the kids beat him out, because so much of what he does is just nonverbal. Yeah. And like him singing was the longest he spoke in succession.
Yeah.
And like of any episode so far. But I do want to go with him just to keep, I don't know. The choking today was tough. That's hard to,
You know, they're into some kinky shit. It's fine. Don't.
Yeah.
It's good. A guy had a bad last start of the season. He can still get Cy Young votes. Don't bail on our team right now, Nick. We've made it too far. We've looked through too much. We killed a random dude for no good reason.
I'm still on the team. It's just whether or not I could give him the MVP vote this time around.
There was a thing, two episodes ago when Corliss's brother lost his head? And when he started talking shit, I don't know if you guys saw the video, where he looks at Rhaenyra and she kind of like nods. He's like, can I do a crime? And she's like, yes.
Clean off. All right,
we're getting a lot of people in the chat saying if we were voting for an LVP or most disappointing, Kristen Cole would get that.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the high council.
Unanimous.
He is up there with the Joffreys. And the Aaron titty sucker guy, he sucks, dude. He might be the worst of all, to be honest. Like Joffrey's like, whatever, dude, you're an asshole because you were like born into this decadence and power, and like you're a kid, you don't know what's going on. Like, Kristen Cole is just a pussy whipped incel, like, bitch boy who like got his feelings hurt one time and spent the rest of his life like killing people and doing dumb shit. Like, get over it, bro. Get over it. You suck, dude.
I don't think I'd give him MVP votes. I want to give him like comeback player of the year, most improved player, something like that. My guy, the Clubfoot, he's kind of like Littlefoot. He made a lot of shit happen. Without him, it doesn't happen. He also had like the second most fucked up thing we saw on screen behind the dead baby we saw for like 15 minutes straight today was when he was jerking off to the feet. So I got to get, he has to get some sort of reward for this. I don't need MVP.
Most improved.
Most improved. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I think Chris Pratt once said, he come back. Yeah, he got come on her back. Yeah. And guys, unfortunately, I learned tonight, we're going to have to wait 2 years before season two, 2024. So put the wigs up and, you know, keep them there. Keep them warm.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, I saw a Succession trailer. I was like, maybe we'll all put on suits every Sunday and recap Succession.
We play Boar on the floor. It's weird because we were so, it's like you finish a series and then this is your first taste of it, and you're comparing to the last whole entire series, and then like this ends, and it's like, okay, it's just one of probably like six or seven to go. So, you know, buckle up.
Season one was as good as I could have asked for, in my personal opinion. Looking to get back into a throne show, looking to have a throne show that dominates the conversation every week, that people make hilarious memes about, great discussions on Twitter, great Reddit deep dives and theories and Easter eggs and fun facts, whatever. This delivered on every level for me.
I think the time jumps were too much. And I thought that one scene was questionable, but other than on the whole, I think it did exactly what we needed it to do, which was like get people back into Thrones. But if I'm going to nitpick, like having like three episodes in a row where you just jump and change, some actors change and some don't. And we skip this and we skip that. Part of that was like, well, what are we even doing here? Like, why, you know, but overall, like, I mean, it's back. I remember thinking it's going to be like Lord of the Rings versus Game of Thrones and like, forget about that battle. I remember thinking like, can this undo what Game of Thrones did? It pretty much did. Like I wasn't sitting there thinking about how Game of Thrones bombed the whole time. It just kind of wiped the slate clean and kept me entertained for sure.
Yeah. I remember when the news was coming out and I was blogging it or just tweeting about it, and you could just tell there was such like a pushback, and I get the pushback of like, they fucked up that last season of Thrones. Fuck this. I'm so out on it. We were all back in by the first episode. Wow. Like, first episode, we were all the way back in. Nitpicking by the end, like, do I wish that there was more action like we saw at the end of this episode? I guess. It feels like last episode and this episode were kind of mirrors of each other. This is how, you know, the greens are going to rise and get their shit in order. This is how the blacks are rising. But I feel like season two is just going to be a whole lot of war and a whole lot of shit. So there, I don't think they, I think if they had started that, there wouldn't be a real way to just be like, and that's the end of the season. I think this was as clean as they could break it off before season two.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy with it, even though I wanted some more. I also got to ask, I don't know if you guys or the High Council knows, is Kraegan Stark fucking awesome? Because I am so excited to get the Starks back in my life. I can't wait to see fucking Winterfell, the fucking little castle there and shit like that. Give me that tree. Oh, I can't wait to go back to Winterfell. We're going to the north, boys. We're going to the north.
I love that.
Right. I can't wait.
We're likely going to start next season there, too, because it'll probably pick up, I'm hoping, with Jace going there and pleading to them to, like, join our cause. I'm hoping it's when the Starks still have direwolves, too. Like, because it died off for a few. If he's got a full-grown one and he's like, I'm going to bring this with me and it's going to take out a bunch of fucking people, that would be awesome.
If I know anything about the Starks, they're going to make the right decision. Not the thing that helps them the most, but the right decision, which means joining the Blacks, because those fuckers are as loyal as they come, even if they're fucking morons. Kraegon is a monster. That's not a good thing. I just saw that. I don't like that right off the bat. That feels like a problem.
One thing... It will be 2 years probably till the next one. However, I think in between there, we're getting the Jon Snow show.
We're getting that in between here and 2 years?
So I think it starts filming soon. Like, wow. Which I feel like it just got announced, but I did see reports that in like December, they're going to start.
And I think that show's going to suck. I think Kit Harington went out and tried to be something else. It didn't work. And he went back to HBO being like, you want to run it back? And I'll be Jon Snow. And they were probably just like, dollar signs, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be very good.
Listen,
that's not like what HBO did necessarily. They canceled the whole one spinoff when they were like, the pilot wasn't up to standards. Like,
yeah,
they dumped millions into it. I feel like they at least should be smart enough to know, like, you better nail it if you're bringing Jon Snow back from the dead again.
But is it a book, though? Like, are we – as long as we're on George's
– No, I don't think so.
George has written the book for the last thing.
He's developing it, I'm pretty sure.
Jon Snow's like, still dead in the books, right?
Jon Snow in other books and shit. If it's all new shit, like, I don't trust anybody with this world other than George. Because it doesn't make any sense. He's the only one who can make sense of it all.
Someone in the chat also mentioned something we didn't mention in this episode that was funny. The Baratheon guy didn't know how to read. 50 Cent had to challenge him to a reading competition because he had to call his Meister over. He's like, read this to me.
Tough look.
But we were talking about, listen, how loyal the people were pledging themselves to Team Black, Team Green. Got a shout out to High Council, the loyal chat that's been here every week for us, the thousands of people. Hopefully they come back in 2 years. I hope in 2 years you remember these four ridiculous, stupid faces with the wigs
on. We could all be dead in 2 years.
We might be.
We're probably going to be dead in 2 years. Let's be honest, the way everything's going.
Yeah, but we'll be back in 2 years. I'm predicting it. In 2 years, you come back and we'll be right here recapping in these stupid wigs. We'll be doing stupid costumes every week.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll be recapping the gross incest, the jerking off the feet, the dragons, the swords, all of it here on House of the Dragon, Game of Stools. Anything else on this episode, on this season, before we sign off, boys?
Gotta believe. Oh, wait, I mixed it up.
Now, the Mets better win a World Series in those 2 years.
Back in 2 years, we'll have a World Series banner.
Thumbs up for the YouTube video.
Thank you for saying that, because I just get to clip that and stitch it to whatever. That's how the next one starts. Did you win a World Series in those 2 years?
Oh, God.
I am not hopeful. I am more hopeful for Rhaenyra's chances of becoming queen in this show. Thank you.
Keep following along with My Mom's Basement for all the Marvel Universe and nerd stuff.
Andor, we're recapping Andor right now. Black Panther's upcoming. We just saw Black Adam this weekend. We'll have a recap of that this week. So make sure to check it out for all the nerd content and stuff. And thank you, Kevin, Clem, Nick. It's been fun this season. We'll see you next season on House of the Dragon.